Good morning. Rich Crow is joining me for Coffee and Conversation here on WCLU, sponsored by The Hive Coffee and Bakehouse. We appreciate them because they keep us rich. They've given us some good things to get our day started here this morning, haven't they?
They certainly did. This vanilla chai tea is very good.
I'm going to have to try that one out.
You want a sip of mine?
No, I'll pass on that. But yeah, I'm going to have to try that one out.
My wife brought me a cranberry orange muffin from there yesterday. That was very good, too. So,
well, very good. They've got the best. Yeah. It's a good spot to go, and Coffee and Conversation is a good spot to go at 7:30 because they take care of us.
So all right,
we appreciate that. Rich, you're a volunteer out at River Lake Church with Feeding America, which is a food distribution that is a nationwide kind of food distribution for local communities.
And, correct.
And you head up the local one for the Barron County zip codes. Is that right?
I don't know that I head it. I would say my wife heads it up than I do. I do the grunt work. She does all of the she does some grunt work, but she does all of the technology side of it, which drives me nuts. So she does all of that stuff, making sure we've got enough people there to cover all the bases when we start on Tuesday morning.
I understand. And, of course, a lot of concern over the past month or so in regards to the federal government shutdown and not having SNAP funds to keep programs like
Correct.
This going. Well, the good news is the government's back open, but there was a disruption. So it has caused a slowdown in the regular veins of distribution, I guess,
Correct.
For you all to have the food that you need.
Correct.
Yet, you all have found a way to keep the food distribution going this Tuesday.
Correct.
Correct.
Church leadership decided they were going to put in a little more and have worked really hard with different vendors to get additional food to put into what we normally give away each month.
Okay.
So we've got about probably $15,000 worth of extra food coming this month.
Okay,
and that the church has purchased.
Well, that's a great thing. So if folks have a need, they really need to take advantage of that.
Absolutely,
correct?
Absolutely.
And I'll just remind folks that the Feeding America food distribution is for Barron County residents with the following zip codes: 42141, 42166, 42156, 42123, 42130, 42131, and 42133. And folks have to have a proof of address and identification
yes.
when they come. Isn't
yes.
that correct?
Correct.
So it's still going. What can folks expect in regards to the food that will be distributed? What exactly have you got, I guess, coming in?
Well, just remember that we don't start until 9. So if you get there at 6 o'clock and try to get in line at 6 o'clock, you're going to be sitting there for a while.
Okay.
I don't know what the weather's going to be like. I think early indications there might be some rain and decent temperatures, but you will be out there. The church will be open if you need to use the restroom or whatever, but just know that if you get there early, you got to wait till 9 before we start moving cars through there. But we've got we're going to have some stuff from Smucker's, some Uncrustables from
okay.
Smucker's. They've been gracious and donated some stuff to us this month. We've got baked beans, we've got beef ramen, we got beef stew, we got canned salmon, we got chicken quarters, which will be frozen. Chicken pouches, we got diced potatoes, we got frozen corn, we got frozen peas and carrots. We have basically everything you'd want to make a decent Thanksgiving meal, along with instant potatoes, mac and cheese, sausage rolls, pancake mix, tortillas, and some sliced cheese. So we'll have stuff that's going to need to be stay cool, be refrigerated, and then we've just got some commodities that'll we'll put in the back of your car and say, Happy Thanksgiving.
There you go. And that's a good point. Thanksgiving's right around the corner.
Absolutely. Next Thursday.
Right. And this is the only food distribution that will happen for Barron County before that time, correct?
I think Cave City does one the Thursday after we do ours.
Okay. I think you may be right. I don't have that information.
Yeah.
But, yes, I think we need to get that specific as well. So it's a good opportunity, though, next week to get ready, you know, for families.
For
I know
sure.
Kids will be home from school a couple of extra days.
Right.
Those Uncrustables would come in handy
in
regards to that. But it's a very important need and obviously, I appreciate what you all are doing to help fulfill that need for the community.
And you know, another thing folks need to recognize is when you come through, the amount of food that you get is not based upon, you know, it's based upon numbers.
Right.
It's not based upon how many families live in your home necessarily, but based upon the numbers of people.
Right.
And there's a formula for how they figure out how many boxes of food we're going to put in the back of your vehicle.
Gotcha. Well, if folks have a need, we just want to let them know that there will be a Feeding America food distribution Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock until
noon,
or until you run out. Right. Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming by and sharing that with us today.
You're very welcome.
And most people probably know, but just in case you don't, River Lake Church, located at 2870 North Jackson Highway in Glasgow, just right there at the intersection with Veterans Outer Loop. And if you have a need, please check out Feeding America's food distribution coming up on Tuesday. Rich Crowe, thank you again.
Thank you.